Blog Talk Radio.
Sticking to my dream, but feeling like I'll be the last dude to make it in this rap. I thought that they ain't gonna see me in minutes. It was like a time they looked over Tennessee and didn't know who I was there. To all my best in the game, I got love. Stay on your toes. From back in the days, I used to use your 4-5 instrumentals to do my show. And look, I was 17 when I signed my first contract. And about 18 and a half when I signed my worst contract. We heard from that. And to this day, they steal the street. I first take before coming out hard. Now can you feel it? Be humble and patient with whatever you should choose. Cause I'm getting where I am right now. I done paid my dues.
What you're supposed to be doing under those circumstances and those feelings,
then you go ahead and do what you're supposed to do. All right, let me do a couple of housekeeping before we get busy tonight. The call-in number has changed. Let me go ahead and give that to y'all at the top of the hour because there's going to be some opportunities for y'all to call in tonight if you choose to do so. So that number is 319-572-6703. So that is 519-527, don't beat me up, 6703. So 319-527-6703. All right, man, let me bring my co-host in for the night. I got Miss TJ already in the building. What it do, shawty?
Hey there.
Ooh, you sound so bubbly tonight. I can hear you crisp.
Wow.
Look, you just came in so crisp. Like, you know, when they put the P on it, you know it's serious, you know, it's crisp. You're like, God dang,
oh.
Like, did you mean it? Did you mean it? You hear? But nah. So let's get into this, man. What's been going on with you over the last couple of days? Talk to us. What does full moon energy do for you?
Oh, I got some good rest. Like, it just brought me such peace.
That's early harvest season. See here's what people miss about early harvest season. Early harvest season is when you're starting to reap stuff and it's coming in so fast, you get tired quicker, so you got to lay down because, like, here's I'm gonna help you with something real quick because something popped in my head. Remember when you hear people always say, "You can't be tired from thinking all day."
Yes,
all you did
can.
Was go to school. You can't be tired. Anybody that's ever said that to you, you should really be able to go back and cuss them out right now. Because, like, here's, like, and I tell people all the time, I'm not bashing our elders because they was only doing what they knew how to do, but it's just some stuff that they said to us that as we got older, that shit was wrong then and it's still wrong now.
I'm only receiving pizza.
Ooh. And so, in saying that, I was looking at the early harvest season, and I was like, I really got to take a nap. And, I've been trying to take a nap, and Elizabeth, I love Lizzie Bapp, rest her little soul, but she's a three-year-old. And for those of you guys who've never raised a three-year-old, don't know what three-year-old energy looks like, listen, that's why I tell people, have kids early. When you get older, you don't give no nothing about none of that running around stuff.
Yeah,
so we're going to move on.
Yeah. I know.
So we're going to move on. I asked you, we're going to do that in about another 7 to 10 minutes. Let's stick with the script. Because I got a couple of things our giveaway. Let's talk about our giveaway first. It was crazy because I actually tried to give it away on my Facebook page, and I was completely unable to because the one person that I knew specifically in the area, when I reached out to them to give them the tickets, they was like, no, I'm a vendor at the event already. And it made me feel some type of way in a good way. Here's why. Because, you know, it's like, when you are in business, and I tell people all the time, when you're in business, do positive things because positive things will come back on you, right? And so the tickets is from a former guest interview of our show, guest favorite of mine, one of my favorites, Cynthia, Green, White, all the, you know, you got to give all the titles because, you know, you got all those last names and hyphenated, and you know how we do in this decade. Like, you got to get all them titles. But you know, one of the things I try to stay away from is nepotism. You know, and the reason why I say that is because she is my cousin. But like at the same time, it's like it's not nepotism when they are worth what they do. You get it? And so, you know, matter of fact, you've gotten one of her books, haven't you?
Yes, I did.
Tell us about the book. What's the name of the book?
I believe it is entitled Don't Get Married If.
That's the one. That's the one. That's our first book.
Yeah, that one. It was a good read. I wouldn't have got married.
You wouldn't have got married?
I wouldn't have got married.
Oh, wow. That book hit hard. That's actually that's one of my closest cousins. That's like my mentor cousin. And the reason why I say that is because, like, you know, we look at different people and we grow up wanting to be like them, but, like, you know, just looking at her being, you know, older than me, because, you know, I was, you know, Cynthia is about 20 years older than me because my second cousin. That's my mom's first cousin, my second cousin. But just watching her, like you ever watch somebody do something and everything they do just got excellence on it?
Yes.
That's her. That's always been her. Like, that's her, that's her sister, her brother, her mom. Like, everything about Aunt Teresa and everything that she's brought up was just excellent. But Cynthia was, like, my personal purse. Like, I watched her. And it's like, you know, to see somebody who raised me to, and, you know, at the end of the day, like, I'm, you know, when I was, a teenager, her son, which is in his, should be in his late 20s now. So Andrew and then also her daughter Kat. Like, watching them grow up, graduated from college. I think she's starting her makeup line and just launched some stuff. Drew is a Grammy-nominated music producer. And then just watching the business and the brand that her and her husband, like, they literally bought their land and built their land and paid. Like, just to watch them grow and leave family legacy behind of another branch, like, she's always been one of my favorite ones to watch. And so, like, when she gifted me the tickets, like, I was mad because, like, I really wanted to go because, like, where her couples events that she do, like, they're for singles and married people. Like, there's no requirement because, like, they don't teach couples ministry from a standpoint of you got to already be a couple and be married. Like, her and her husband, like, they teach couples ministry from a standpoint of, like, let's not waste each other time. If we're trying to get married, then let's do this marriage thing. If we're trying to do everything else, then let's say that's what we want to do. Like that's the only way to sugarcoat it, like, and wrap it up in a neat bow for the listeners out there. But it's very – if you could give the book that you read a synopsis, what's a one-phrase synopsis that covers the book, that most – to wrap it up neatly?
And it can't go in one phrase. What do you mean?
Okay, give me, like, three phrases.
There's so many different.
Then give me, like, three phrases. No matter how many, I just need a phrase.
I can't put it in the words.
You don't see? Now you gonna make me kick you in your ankle.
I'll take that kick. It's okay, cause I can't put that book into words.
Oh. Okay. Well, like, I would say if I was to give that book a phrase, I think the title itself really like does it justice, but at the same time it gives you intricate insight from a female's perspective. Like, that's a problem. Like, it gives, because, like, it doesn't just give you the, you know, you should, you know, you shouldn't get married because blah, 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 blah. But it's just like, it really just puts you in a place where if you're good with it, you know, it'll rock for you. All right, y'all, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to do Black History is World History. So keep rocking with the best. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
certified quality. Not the gal I need and I cry for every day without the policy. What can the right feel? That's my policy. Son of a long time the answer. I'm your monster.
And it's crazy because I didn't even know he had a Netflix special until probably like right as I was getting ready to end my next Netflix subscription. And so like I went and watched it real quick just so I could, like I really watched it just so I could support them because I was really over Netflix at that point. And because I believe that if we patronize each other in the way that we put our stuff out there, then we can be successful, especially if we believe in the art and the work that they're doing. But what brought me so much joy is even him being a comedian and what he did and how he brought his family into it. He, you know, like, for those of you who don't know the guy, like, his wife Julie and his two kids were everything for him. And you could see it in his comedic work. You could see it in their videos. You could see it in their reels, their snaps, their TikToks. Like, every, like, because I follow him on a lot of platforms. So if you go follow their work, it's a lot of stuff out there. And, you know, he really incorporates his family. And I was watching one of his old videos today, and it was this conversation of Julie asked to be put on the business account. Now, Julie was already the VP of the business, and he was the president, and she was going through the whatever, and he made a little skit and joke about it. And Julie, being the loving wife that she has always been, a supportive wife that she has always classically been in their relationship, he was talking to her about how he had never, like, whenever he showed up on the date, whenever he showed up, he always had his half. Even though Julie, when they first met, you know, he goes in the clips and talks about it, Julie was making four times the amount of money that he was making at the time when they had met. And just goes into, he breaks down that, you know, they had bought some property and some other stuff, and he wanted to buy an apartment building. That's like the first time he had ever asked her to borrow some money. He was scared. They bought the apartment building, turned the apartment building into like two condos, turned the condos into something else, and then they finally bought that house that they're living in. And one of the most daring things about that conversation that he had with, that he said, and this is just how I knew he was one of my guys, like he was a guy that I could stand for, is he said to her, you want to be put on the business bank account, but you're the only person that I can leave the business to. But you do realize that my name is not even on the house. And so she was like, he was like, what? He goes, that original investment building of the apartment building that you invested into me, although there's residual money sitting in the bank account, I'm just surmising this so y'all can see the picture. All the money that's left that's over in our bank accounts that's doing its thing or in the business that's doing its thing, it's left to you. You have a bank card with the business, you know, whatever, so you have access to the account. What she missed was his name is not on the deed of the house. So even if anything was to ever happen to him, that's her house. That's her house for the kids, and everything's already set up in place. And so when the reason why I say that is because, you know, a lot of people talk about, well, back in the day, our parents did and our parents didn't and this and that. And I tell people all the time, what you may not know or what you may not believe is the humble beginnings that your parents started at, but somebody had to believe in somebody. Whether it was her believing in him or him believing in her, in that humble beginning, somebody had to believe in somebody. And I say that because given everything that's been given to us lately, given the giveaway, given a man that I admire for his principles of being a man, tonight's topic at 10 o'clock is going to be unhealed behavior. Let me bring CJ in because I want her to get in on this a little bit. The guest call-in number is 319-527-6703 before we go to our commercial break. But, you know, one thing that I'm learning that is as I see more people dealing with unhealed behaviors all the way back from like 2 years old, 3 years old, 4, 5, 6, 14, 22, 30. The age number doesn't matter, but it's the unhealed behavior. And what I mean by unhealed behavior is a lot of times we will go through a situation, right? So we go through the situation, and so whatever guard that we put up for that situation, when as we're correcting our posture to protect ourselves, it's not until we get into a relationship and that person validates your mindset of what you've gone through in the past, you still have unhealed behaviors. So someone speaking to you now turns into a hostile act, or it turns into toxicity in the relationship because of unhealed behavior. Because we say we've healed, but we never change the behavior. It's like when you're teaching a toddler. Once that toddler realizes they have hands and feet and stuff, they want to throw them bitches everywhere. But you have to train the behavior that you want them to exude from that process. But we go through so many life traumas and we get healed emotionally, but we never correct the behavior. Have you noticed that in your life, CJ?
Personally, yes.
Say that again.
Yes, I have.
Ooh. In yourself and others or both?
Both.
And I ask that question because a lot of people assume that, you know, because, you know, when you see something that, you know, oftentimes people act like you're picking at somebody else. But the most of the time, when you see something, oftentimes you see it in yourself first. And so what I was looking at myself just the other day, right? And we're going to go on commercial break here real quick because we got to get to some other stuff. But I was looking at myself the other day, and I was like, you know, a situation just happened in the house with me and the wife was having a conversation. And I noticed that both of us have been resulting to default behavior from past relationships, friends and family, because we all do it. Like, we get triggered, we go back to that moment in time, and then, like, we're playing offense from a defensive perspective because it's like, well, listen, they told me to play defense, so you're not shooting the ball. I don't care if I got the bear hug. You know the girl when she played basketball for the first time out there with the boys. They told me to play defense on you and don't let you shoot the ball. So, sir, whatever I got to do so you don't shoot that ball, it's going to go down. Just understand, you might not even want to try to catch the ball while I'm out here right now. Because it's going down. If you ain't never had that situation, then you didn't grow up on the playground and in the park, and you ain't got no real cousins, so just stay your introverted ass in the house, okay? But that happened for real. And so I forgot my whole train of thought. Like, that was just so funny in my head, just watching that play out. I really forgot where I was going with this. Anywho. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break because we do one, and I'm not going to get in trouble with the production manager. So since I don't remember what I was saying and it just took me for a pass, we're going to have a quick commercial break, and we will be right back after this quick commercial break.
I'm feeling nice, jumpy and fly. Regard every day till we reach to the goal. It's a thing that people never work hard. All who down to the mat. R.I.P. to a loved one, just not their mind. Nice and feeling fly, going on a hybrid fly. Don't stop rolling. Everything is nice. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Everything is nice. And if you got up, you really feel yourself. Music up. plate with the speaker. When we click the finger like you rub, she a wine and a rum and the rub. Reaching out to all of 9 to 5, where you see the work and a fight to try. You will be muted, ease the exam, stress and all the vibe. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that feel when you get plastic wrap stuck to you and you just don't like it, so you really just stay hot. Okay, I'm sorry, I was having a moment. Don't judge my life. I got a toddler. Hey, she sleep in your rib cage, so you know. Yeah. Today is also Patriots Day, National Patriots Day. Tomorrow is National Boss Employee Exchange Day. So what they supposed to exchange? I need to know what they actually exchange. I need some more details on that one, production manager. I can't go with that. Oh, ooh, today is National Chocolate Milkshake Day. So go get your chocolate milkshake for you. Tomorrow's National Chocolate Milkshake
Day.
Just Chocolate Milkshake Day. So, you know, go get you a chocolate milkshake and call it a day. You know, for the fat people, you know, you put all the other stuff in there, too. Not just chocolate milkshake. It's a chocolate milkshake with cookie crumbs and all types of just shit, man. And they'd be like, but I'm on a diet. Bitch, where? Everything you eat is fat.
It's my tea day. Don't judge me.
I don't get mad at people for having cheat days. What I just be hating, I be hating the people that be like, ooh, like this is the one that bothers me the most. It's this post on social media. Like, ooh, y'all, I've been eating healthy, so don't judge me. And then they go out there, and I mean, they don't just go get food. I mean, and unhealthy food. Like, they go to the most unhealthiest of unhealthy food, knowing they're supposed to be on a diet. And then want to call that they cheat day. Y'all ain't nothing. That's why you still fat. Because it's going to take them about 3 days just to get that back in shape anyway. I ain't judging nobody because I'm fat. So, like, I don't want y'all to feel, don't come after me like Aries Spears. And I'm not him. I'm just saying because I'm fat too. I'm not talking about nobody's forensic. I'm just saying you can't talk about eating healthy and not being healthy. Like, you gotta make a decision. Like, just or go get the surgery. Y'all been liking surgeries. That's all I'm saying. Tomorrow is National Day of Encouragement. I like that one. Y'all do that. Get up in the morning and encourage somebody. Send somebody a wonderful text message in the middle of the night and then have their spouse wake up and cuss y'all in the morning.
Wow.
National Encourage. You know, hey, listen. Tomorrow's National Hug and High Five Day. See, I knew somebody needed a hug. I knew needing a hug day was around. Kalisha, I'm in there. I told y'all. I knew
right
something.
Listen,
I'm in there. Listen, tomorrow, I'm telling you, I'm hugging Lizzie Bapp every time I see her tomorrow. Listen, I'm going to get on her nerves just like she get on my nerves. Tomorrow, every time I see her, she get a hug. Just come here. Hug me. Because, like, I want to slide you down these streets sometimes. And it's not that she's not cute. God knows she's cute. But, you know, they say, you know, the better a girl look, the better, the crazy she is. Yeah, she falling in that spectrum. Because, like, you know, because she cute, she be trying the hell out you, man. I'm from the old school where your grandma hit you in the throat. You just walking and choking. Nobody saw nothing. Yeah, you got everybody look up. You got a black eye. You ain't nobody punched. You just like I'm from that generation of kids growing up. These new babies don't know about that. They disrespectful. They walk away from you like I'm gonna go back to this. I keep telling y'all I'm traumatized right now. Y'all girls is different. Tomorrow's also National Just One Human Family Day. What? National Just One Human Family Day. I don't even, that holiday don't even make sense to me. So we just, that don't even.
So for
no,
all
it,
the single
only,
people that live by themselves.
One Human Family Day? No, man. First of all, one human and family is an oxymoron. That statement don't make sense. One human family. That does not a family make. Tomorrow is also National Report Medicare Fraud Day. Be careful out there. They're going to get y'all. If y'all get them business, listen. You know they already don't like us, so be out there getting fraudulent information from the people. Okay, so this just in from the production manager. National Just One Human Family Day on September 12th encourages us to reflect on the human race as a... Man, get the hell out of here with that bullshit.
You gotta finish reading it so the rest of us know.
I'm not reading that book. I'm triggered now. Get that book. Ma'am, we can't even celebrate Martin Luther King Day right in this country, and you want to talk about celebrating one human race? Come on, man. They done turned that man's whole birthday into a party and a cash cow. That book. What's this? Ooh, the Boss Exchange. This it. Each year on the Monday following Labor Day, National Boss Employee Exchange Day offers an opportunity to seize the up. I don't even like y'all like that. That don't even. On that note, I'm gonna go ahead and hit this strong cognac. Nah, I'm not even gonna read that. I'm gonna finish that strong cognac that I just hit. You heard the strong cling a couple of times. They hit that strong cognac, and then I'm going to go ahead back to reading this last one. Tomorrow is National Video Game Day. Now, I know somebody ain't supposed to be on a video game somewhere in somebody's house. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh,
Lord. You know, I ain't gonna tell on nobody, but somebody tomorrow shouldn't be on no video games. So that's all. That's all I'm going to say.
She'll be all right.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to get into something real fun.
It's your concert about a Call me, baby, you're telling me to run your back. Before I walk, oh no, this boy goes upset. Look back,
If you know basketball, you know J.R. Smith. That's all I'm going to say. I don't got to go know whatever. It's Young Bird's birthday on the 9th as well from Miami, Florida. I know he's a rapper. That's about all I know about him. Misty Copeland's birthday was September 10th. Misty is a ballerina. She is one of the three leading classical ballet companies in the United States. She's currently dancing for, and on June 30th, 2015, Copeland became the first African-American woman to be promoted to the principal dancer in ABT's 75-year history. So congratulations. That's a huge honor. Big Daddy Kane's birthday was September 10th. And I love Kane. Like, Kane is another one of those rappers that don't get talked about enough for me. Also, Camille McFadden's birthday is September 10th. He's been in shows like Casey Undercover on Disney and Grown Ups 2. Clark Johnson's birthday is September 10th. Clark, a.k.a. Zappy Jackson is an American actor and director who worked in television, did some stuff, and some other stuff. Woo! My favorite little crazy chick, Taraji P. Henson, Cookie, better known as his mother. I don't even gotta go down. If you don't know who that lady is at this point in Black history, you really don't deserve to be on TV, ever. Like, if you don't know who this person is, you just gotta go ahead and give your card up. Like, you don't even get to say nothing to us. Oh, today, September 11th, my boy, Ludacris, Chris Bridges, his birthday is today. Lola Falana, I'm sorry, them look like O's, I'm sorry. They need to do better on their writing, right? Write better, it look ugly. Birthday is September 11th, born in 42. Actress, dancer, did a whole bunch of stuff. Andrea Lennox, his birthday is, I did not know she was from Memphis. Listen, if you've never been to Memphis in May and you call yourself a food person, you're doing yourself a disservice. Now, I know Memphis is known for all its crime and whatever, but Memphis in May is a major barbecue festival that they have every year. If you've never been, I highly recommend you Google Memphis in May and go to that. They have some of the world's greatest barbecuers out there for some of those events, and they actually have a contest. So you might want to check that out. So for all the people who claim that they, you know, they world-class barbecuers. Elephant Man. Ooh, that's my dog. Listen, Elephant Man just makes you want to shave that booty. They ain't ready. Sean Livingston's birthday is also yesterday. Or today, I'm sorry. So that is it for birthdays. Did I miss anybody?
Not to your knowledge.
Not to y'all knowledge? Not y'all sure? I ain't miss nobody, did I? All right, y'all. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. Since it's Elephant Man's birthday, of all the people, we're going to get into a little bit of Elephant Man tonight.
It's the Elephant Man, that's me, and the pistol was trying to hit down. And my y'all jump good. They show them how we get it kept up in the club. On the wind up. Shake that booty. Turn it around. That's all right. That's the up. Wind go down. Shake that booty. Turn it around. Give me your places. Shake that, wine. Let you hear me while I blow my phone. Sipping him by the party, drop it down low. I be with the neck, drop a fella crew. Come pop up for me, let me see what that do. Come here, we'll have a people thinking ridiculous. Look at the body, y'all, I can't keep shaking, fucking twisting his fly. Your body color, your only shit is irrelevant. It's an elephant, young brothers with him from the city of Shy. Using your body like a jumper, jump in, I go for women, pocket to give you every blood clot thing. Look how she picking up, oh, that she's like a wing and white. They still when you hear the cut, drop thing.
Jump in, I think I'm on the music, please, if you jump, 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 jump,
jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump,
jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump,
jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump,
jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump,
jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump,
jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, But in the meantime, they went and got all their, you know, official certifications and stuff as husband and wife to be able to perform a joint officiated service. So now they will be doing their first official wedding service in conjunction with their couples festival weekend. So I think it's like a 3-day weekend, and it's culminating with their first wedding giveaway. So when they launched the book, they gave a wedding giveaway for the proceeds of that. So they're actually paying for this couple's entire wedding. So the cake, the whatever, the ceremony, the photographers. So, like, they really do their best to give back to couples and the community. And, you know, their motto is America's favorite couple, because they're trying to actually spotlight being a productive couple and what that looks like. And, you know, we all have our great days and we all fail at it. So I think the fact that somebody wants to put in the work to teach others how to do it is very commendable. So Couples Fest, we have 2 tickets. They are available. Please reach out. I would love to see somebody representing us there and give me some feedback about how it was, because she does amazing things and I'm so proud of them. So anyway, so let's get into this topic that I wanted to unpack today. And it's unhealed behaviors. And I really want to dwell this down a little bit, because I think a lot of people get so focused, and when someone says unhealed behaviors, that it's talking about all negative things, you know. And it's not all negative things, because behaviors and behavior patterns are learned by doing things and then how it's positively and negatively and non-reinforcement as well, all play a factor in behavior, right? So a lot of times, like, and I usually catch unhealed behavior in conversation first. And so generally the first sign for unhealed behavior for me is the lean of a person in a conversation, right? So, like, for instance, if you got a homegirl, and every time somebody with, let's just say, poor credit comes up, and it's like for that person in your life, it's an automatic just knock on them. Generally, a poor credit situation is their trigger. So for them, whatever that poor credit situation that was that embarrassed them, that set them back, that hurt them, that had some type of whatever, anything dealing with that small issue, and the reason why I say small, I don't say small in terms of magnitude at the time that it happened, but when you begin to start looking at your life as the course of how many years, sometimes the things that we overemphasize be very, very relatively small situations, but we don't necessarily handle them right, and so now, or even if they're positive, we don't even, because some of us don't handle getting positive things. Look at the people who, you know, make it and then they're homeless or bums like five, six months later. So we can go in either one of those directions, but it's how you go through those things that you look at behavior, because that's your behavior / character, right? That's the two words that they like to lump together there. So when I look at behavior, I look at what a person says first. But then I also look at their posturing and their stance towards the behavior. And what I mean by it is if credit, then we're just using credit. I don't know nobody's situation. So don't be like, he said credit, so y'all need to be, because it's not about credit. I'm just using that trigger word as an analogy, because every person, every relationship, you know, has their own different word. I could have used drunk. I could have used a gambler, overspender, overshopper, undershopper. There's so many different behaviors that we could pull, so I'm pulling just one so we don't go all around the room and everyone wants to pull out a different behavior, because that's generally what happens next when you bring up a topic like this, is everyone wants to start finger-pointing a specific topic. And so, you know, you try to keep it limited to the scope of what you want to get out. And so in this one, with unhealed behaviors,
we mostly focus on the negative. There are some positive ones that you should really look for, but unhealed behaviors is mostly negative because they're triggers. And when you have unhealed behaviors, when the trigger hits, you do the coping behavior. So if something hits here and you haven't healed from that and your behavior shows that you haven't healed from that, the first thing you'll do is, so let's say escapism is your natural behavior. So when that unhealed situation happens, the natural unhealed behavior, because you truly aren't healed from it, because you haven't practiced the behaviors to heal from it, then you go back into that space. So it could be depression. It could be suicide. It could be so many different things when we're looking at it from a negative aspect. And so that's why I often tell people, you know, and me and CJ have had this conversation a few times. Once someone tells me they heal from it, the first thing I'll start doing afterwards, CJ will know when she has a heal from something now with me, because the first thing I start doing is pointing out the behaviors, right? And I'm not saying this to be like, I don't want people like, oh, all he do is walk around and point out flaws, because I celebrate my, listen, I celebrate my friends. My friends will tell you I'm the first to show up to celebrate them. Listen, I will be the setup crew and the clean down crew if I'm celebrating you. Now, all them other people out there that you want me to help you out with, I don't know about all that, because I don't know them. I know you. And I don't know you all that well either, because I know you when I'm with you. So, you know. But you begin to expose the behavior. So when I was talking earlier, how I was talking about how I was looking at myself, I was looking at some things that I said I moved on from, and I was letting not moved on behaviors, because generally when I heal, I have two processes to healing, right? So process one for me is meditation and learning from the experience, right? So I learn. I sit down, I analyze it, I look at the good, the bad, the negative, and the whatever. Once I've done that and I go through and I analyze it, if at any point in those analyzations of what I'm looking at after I'm done or hindsight, and this is daily. I do this actually daily, but some things require a longer look in and a more, you know, a bigger board. But for most parts, I do this process daily. And so if I've wronged you or I feel like I've wronged you, or once I've come to the conclusion in a situation that I've wronged you, I'm generally the first person to show back up and be like, hey, yo, like CJ will tell you, there's times I will call her first thing in the morning and be like, hey, I'm sorry for such and such. You're like, nah, that helped me, and you don't even understand. But from my perspective, what I said to you in my view was wrong. Now, if it needed to be, and people have a misunderstanding when you say I'm wrong for saying it. It's not that you said it, it's how you said it.
True.
It's not what you said. Most people miss that whole part about the, ooh, you shouldn't have said that. It's actually not what you said to them that cut them. It's how you said it. But sometimes people need to hear the fucked up version so they can adjust their behavior. It's like when you realize your shirt all, you know, messed up or whatever, you stop and you adjust your shirt. Sometimes we need to hear it that way so we can adjust ourselves, because some of us are not adjusting anymore. Like I've really told, you know, Shira, I've told, you know, a lot of my people, it's like I really had to step back from people. And I say this because I've been on vacation. And when you're starting to look at people and you're starting to see a group of people and you're starting to see a lot of unhealed people, because when I tell you my circle, I'm really particular about the mental health of the people that I keep around. Like, and I need y'all to understand that that's important. And so when I start to look at their behaviors, I start to look at their mindset, I start to look at their energy, I'm not pointing out that they're not good enough to be around me. That's the part that we miss. We're so busy trying to chastise people to tell them that they're not good enough. And it's not that they're not good enough. The message should be that you are good enough, that you don't need to be coming from an unhealed behavior space. Like, if you haven't gotten over people cheating on you, baby, stop dating.
So it's okay to fuck around a little bit until you get that under control. Because there might be some things about you and your relationship statuses that give them the mindset that it's okay. And I'm saying that to men and women, because I know some dudes right now who crying. I tell people all the time, please don't take these comments as one-sided. I'm talking to both sides. These are not gender-specific. You can make it about you. But understand where healing comes from. Understand what healing looks like. Understand what healing means to you. If you're saying that you've healed from something, in order to heal, right, you must go through the process of it gets a scab, you clean the scab, it gets it some more scab, you clean it some more until it blends back in, and then you start getting the lotions and the creams to blend it back into your natural skin color. And there's a little piece there that shows that it's been damaged, but it's healed. It's been damaged. You can physically see that it's damaged, but for the most part, it's healed. And as you go longer and longer in time, the color and the sun and the seasons that you go to and the melanin in your body will blend it all back in, and now it's just a minute scar. And if no one's actually looking, no one knows it here. It's there. The only thing that knows it's there is you and the scar tissue. No one else is looking at it. So you're delivering yourself from a healed place where no one else is seeing it, no one else is feeling it, no one else is living that, and then your behaviors begin to tell us that you have those scars. Your behaviors begin to tell us that you have those pains. Those behaviors begin to tell us that you're not satisfied in life. Those behaviors begin to tell us that you're hungry. Those behaviors begin to tell us that you're financially strapped, those behaviors. Because as you begin to unravel from being unhealed, it's like if you go to the doctor and you have a broken foot and they don't set it right, and now you're going back to third. After a while, now we're destroying the scar tissue and the tissue and the muscle around it to the point where that now piece is going to become and immobile, because you're not going to be able to use it because of the damage, just from the part of not setting it back right. Gangrene, infection, all types of things are now risking it because it didn't set right the first time. That's why I tell people, see, how many times have, when you've gone through some stuff, I tell you, nah, you need to go sit by yourself for a little while. You don't need nobody in your life.
Yeah. That happens often.
And you'd be like, nah, I need this. And I'm like, no, because you're not healed from it yet. And you're like,
I
am healed.
But you're not healed from it yet.
No. And see, here's the craziest part. I used to say that to people that I mentored, and they'd be like, nah, I'm healed. Now they can actually articulate why they're not healed from it. Because you don't just tell people that they're not. You sit down with them and you discuss it with them and you work with them, and you don't have to be the expert, because once you get to a point where you got them understanding and believing that situation or it can be better, then go get them an expert to help them navigate that. People think that a therapist is the only way to navigate through changing something. No. If the right dance group, the right gymnast crew, the right painting circuit, the right wine tasting, you know, if you're in El Paso, the right sniffing of some coke, whatever it is that you need. I'm just saying, there's all types of things out there that can get you back to where you need to be. But the most important thing that you can't be is you can't be unhealed. There is no timetable to healing. Don't let anyone make you believe that there is a timetable to healing. If you want to think that there's a quick timetable to healing, then this is what I suggest everybody to do, right? Get up in the middle of the night and go use the bathroom and intentionally hit your toe on the side of the bed. And then I want you to look down at your toe and say, be healed, and I want the pain to stop right then and there. Because that's the belief system that people believe that they have over someone else's pain. The bed caused the pain. And yes, you can get in the bed and still go to sleep and have a great night. But at the end of the day, while you're laying on that bed, you're mad at that bed. That's an analogy for some dudes right now. Y'all girls might be coming back in the room if you didn't get that one. That's an analogy for some of y'all. You can't expect someone to get over tomorrow what they've been building up in them for months and years or whatever, trying to find out, and then they find out, and then it's finally true or it's painful or it's deafening to them, and now they have to deal with it. And because you've already dealt with it, because they now know, you can't expect for them to move on tomorrow. They're still hurt. Because, see, the part of being unhealed is you got to be around some people that's more healed than you so they can show you that you're not healed. Because we're all going to go through a different level. TJ, we're all going to be in a different level of healing. And sometimes you got to be the strong person. That's why I tell people like, oh, I don't want to be in no 50-50 relationship or no whatever number or whatever that they want to give it. And I tell people it doesn't work like that. It's a partnership. And if you're smart about it, it's a strategic partnership. Those are even better. So we can't get there because we're not healed. We're finding every reason to fight. We're finding, I mean, I looked up for 3 years. Over the last three years, I really got back. Because I just felt like, because I had been living oblivious, y'all. When I say I did not really care about what was going on in anyone's life, I really didn't. But when you have a child, you have to stop and really look at what's going on. Like, men who don't have children and don't stop to see what's going on, I don't understand it. And I just, that vexes me. Because even today, I listened to a young man commend me on being a father. And he's like, I'm not saying it because you deserve it. He goes, I'm saying it because, like, I'm watching you really do. He goes, every time you and that little girl come to the park, you're right there with her every step of the way. He goes, you know how many dudes come out here to the park and they're nowhere near their children? And I'm like, I wasn't looking for that. I appreciate it, my brother. And I told him, I said, I appreciate it. But you have to understand, when you're doing what you do because it's what you love and it's what you're built to do, you can't fake that. When love is in you, you cannot fake love. That's why I tell people, a healed person should be coming from a place, if you're healed in that situation, it should be coming from such a place of love. That's why people are like, oh, man, Matt, you got screwed over. I didn't get screwed over because it came from a place of love. And in my loving heart, I was able to do whatever it is that I did at the time. Because, see, when I mentor, I talk about a word called equity. And so a lot of people think when I talk equity, they think that equity is a one-trick pony in business. And equity is in a lot of different places in business. How many different terms have I given you through your mentorship program, CJ? For equity.
Oh, equity's everywhere.
Everywhere. It's all about how you apply it, right?
Right.
And so, in relationships, you build up equity. Now, that could be positive or negative, because remember, when you do it on a balance sheet, it still goes in, but for it to be negative, you just put the parentheses around it. That indicates the negative term, for those of you who never did a balance sheet, budget sheet for real. But
when you look at either one of those, when you look at it from a relationship standpoint, that person who gets into a relationship and it's been negative and it's been negative and it's been negative, that person now needs some positive equity to go into the bucket. Because you got to look at it. If they've been, it's like this. If you've been putting them, you've been at the church since 1994, and y'all still got the same building fund, and y'all got 100-plus members, and y'all been doing the same building fund since 1994, and y'all still ain't bought no church, y'all ain't added on no section, y'all need to go ahead and give it up. Because either somebody can't count or somebody's not investing that money the right way so that y'all could have had enough money to do what y'all need to do. That's just simple math and time. But what we don't look at is those same principles apply to ourselves. And so we miss the boat, and then we begin to have people telling us a lot of inaccuracies as we get older because, like, it's funny because we panic. Like, remember, CJ, when I was like, CJ, I said, hey, that situation that you're dealing with is going to go away. That's a midlife crisis. They don't know it yet. It was a midlife crisis, wasn't it?
It sure was, because it shows down. They ain't dressed it not now, another time.
not now. It was a midlife crisis, because you have to understand the signs. And I tell people all the time, when you deal with therapists actually take the time to explain. A pharmacologist gives medicine. That's their job. Their job is to dispense medicine. But an actual clinical therapist's job is to take the information that they gather with the client each section and begin to write a map to what they see in that person. And take their notes in each session and bridge together and start having some questions and seeing if we can bridge a gap so we can get them the proper structure that they need. So when you see it from the background and you are watching people fail miserably and doing this task within their own life, and then you point them in the right direction and you nudge them in the right direction and you guide them in the right direction and you're getting nothing in return, that's literally the reason why you start becoming unhealed behavior. Step one, step two, and step three have to match. And a lot of people are like, oh, well, it sounds like, and it's not. Identify. Number one, step one, identify in yourself that you're not healed from a trauma. You know how you can tell if you're not healed from a trauma? If every time something dealing with that situation comes up, you find yourself snapping, you're not healed. Start with those first. You're not healed. So number one, identify. Number two, once you identify the behavior, start a process. I'm going to say this clear. People think when I say this that they're going to get to the answer the very first time that they bring something up. But I'm going to tell you right now, CJ will tell you, and anybody else who's been through any of my mentorships will tell you, you're going to have an aha moment within yourself. You're going to be like, that's where it started. And we all go through that. But you have to identify the behavior first so you can see where it actually started. And all of these behaviors start at different times in your life. That milestone moment is different from everybody, right? But once you begin the process, and sometimes some things will come quickly, other ones 5, 6, 7 years later after you've been dealing with yourself for a little while. But once you get to that aha moment, then look at the behaviors learned from that moment. And every last one of those behaviors learned in that moment, now look at your lifespan from that moment going forward and then look at the behavior generated from that moment forward, whatever defense mechanisms you now put in place to deal with it from that point forward, look at the trajectory that it put your life on. And if you're happy with the outcome of that trajectory, then you continue to go with that direction. But if you're looking at that trajectory and it's getting you beat up every boyfriend, it's getting you robbed every girlfriend, like you're constantly putting yourself in bad situations. And I'm using extremes. Again, these are extreme examples. But if you continue to see yourself going down that same path of situation of situation of situation, it's the unhealed behavior around the healed emotion. So when you're triggered, you go back to the unhealed behavior, because emotionally you might have grown up and you might have done whatever, but whatever trajectory the behavior put you on, that's always going to be your response, because that's the response that you became comfortable with. That's the moment in life that you made the decision with. That's the reason you gave yourself purpose going forward in that new direction or whatever the things may be. So don't get caught up and make it seem like, oh, well, he called me unhealed and that just means I'm a fucked up person. And that's not what that means. Just unhealed means it's basically one of those early phases of shadow work. When you hear people talking about doing shadow work, that's a big part of shadow work, is going back and beginning to trace. Going back, being able to look. Going back, and sometimes you may say, you know what, hey, That motherfucking defense mechanism right there, it saved my life a few times. I'm keeping that. That's okay. That doesn't make you unhealed. That makes you understood in your healing now. But if you don't understand it, then you're still at because see, you can either be understood or you can be unhealed. If you understand it, then you can be healed, but then understand why this is still your defense mechanism. And understand where you're coming from. A lot of people are leashing out and they don't even understand where that behavior came from. And that's when you start to get into the conversation of conscious versus unconscious behaviors, because a lot of things that we do, we begin to supplant and they begin to become subconscious conversations within ourselves. Miss CJ, did I confuse them over there? Did I give them too much at one time?
It's big. It's good.
Oh, you know, cause I be giving it to them. You know, they don't be ready. They don't be ready. All right, I'm going to. There is a song I've been wanting to play, and I gotta find it. I've been wanting to play this song on this show. I don't know why this song has been in my mind. Let me find it, because I want to play that for us tonight. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up a few things and get ready to get up out of here. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Thank you.
The number is 319-527-6703. Again, that's 319-527-6703. If you want to call in, got anything you want to add to the show, got a point of view about what we just talked about a little bit, because, you know, you guys' opinions matter too. And, you know, I'll be wanting to hear from y'all, hear what y'all got to say, see what y'all believe in. A couple of things real quick. The show will re-air an hour after we get off of here on Spotify. So if you want to listen to this, you can go on to Spotify after an hour after the show is complete. Starting next month, we will start having some clips of the show and some highlight moments and start putting some other digital medias together. So be on the lookout for that coming forward. From the production manager, we do have promo spots. So that's why if we have so much extra space now, we have promotional spots available. So advertisement is available. So if you have a business or, you know, when I run an ad or whatever the case may be, you want to get your music featured, reach out to our production manager. They will tell you how to go about doing that, or if there's any fees associated with your type of sponsorship package that you get. So I did my job. That's djsroundtable19@gmail.com, djsroundtable19@gmail.com. I think I did all the business. We will be having the oils sale coming up very shortly. So I will say that if you are following us and you've been a customer of the oils for some time, within about the next 2 weeks, we will be launching some things that will be on sale. So keep your eyes out for that. I don't really think there's nothing else I need to hit on the back end of business. We've done all of that. Congratulations to all of my small business owners out there, to all my major business owners out there, and all my corporate business owners out there. Congratulations to all that you do. I wish you nothing but success in all of your endeavors. I think that we need to support each other a little bit more, find ways that you can get involved with your local businesses and business community. CJ, did I miss anything of the importance before we move on? I think I covered everything I wanted to say. Oh, we did good. We still got 30, 24 minutes. That's what I said. We got a lot of extra free time because we don't have all the promotions and extra stuff taking up the stuff in the show. That's what I said. Y'all better get it now because once all those things come back in, don't be looking at me talking about I was just going to wait and see and blah, blah, blah. Hey, wait. Hey, CJ, what I tell you about that wait and see with me? No, listen. I'm gonna do this. The next person who tell me to wait and see, I'm gonna just tell them, listen, these are all the people that I just want you to meet and know that know somebody who told me to wait and see.
They still waiting.
Cause they still waiting, and we move on. Like I am not
One thing I want to say this, since I got some time tonight, I'm going to address some things. Since we, you know, everybody been going off, you know, so I guess it's go-off season, but I'm going to rant a little bit because I can, and it's me and it's my show, and I paid for it. I've been paying for it for a long time, since 2008. I've been syndicating. I've been copied. I've been, CJ, I've watched people take my work and get close to me and take my work and go spin it off and try to make their own brand and money and things of that nature. And I'm happy. Listen, I need guys to understand, I am happy for everyone's success. There's no one idea. There's no one customer. There's no, I want everybody around me to be successful. But it's when you know that you're doing absolutely right by people, the hardest thing for a person who has a good heart to do is to continue to expose themselves, knowing that everyone around them is still trying to kill them. Metaphorically, I'm not saying literally try to kill, but I'm going to use it like a parable, like the Bible. Okay, work with me on Sunday. Don't get too deep on me. Y'all get deep on me quick now. But I need you to understand that it's time for us as a group to stop judging each other. Like, we're missing so many opportunities in our community because we're too busy trying to be the biggest or the best or the whatever. And I'm not saying you don't strive to be the greatest. I'm not saying you don't strive to be the best. But we're missing opportunities to work with people because of ego, because of pride, because of title, because of position, because of in what order you go in. Anybody who will ever tell you, before they've dated me, the first thing I've ever told them is, let's not give ourselves titles. That's a standard quote for me in a relationship. And you know why? Because before you get into the definition of titles, you have to understand what you aren't first. You're not in control of that person. You're not their mom. You're not their dad. You're not their dog. You're not their puppy. You are you. And you are there to be in their life and to be a part of their life. But also understand that as much as you want to be a part of their life and as much as you want to be in their life, you're not required to be there if they're not giving you a reason to stay. You don't stay at a job if you're not happy with the job. Hell, y'all won't stay with y'all parents as kids while they taking care of everything. Y'all still want to go then. The only thing you got to do really is go to school. Because in reality, we talk about how hard things are. And a lot of times the reason why the things that we go through are so hard is because we're so busy trying to get to something else that we don't realize everything that we need is really sitting right with us at that moment. Whether it be relationships, whether it be ideas, whether it be belief, whether it be hopes, whether it be dreams, but we are killing each other. We are keeping each other angry. Do you know you can't build anything successful being angry? I mean, you can, but I want you to understand the tyranny that you're going to leave in your way with your anger while trying to get that done. Guys, I literally had to take a 5-month vacation to get my mental right. You cannot allow anybody to have more than what they're supposed to have of you. If you're not satisfied, if you're not happy, if you're not dignified in the level of give that you gave that person, baby, cut them the fuck off. I need you to understand. CJ, tell them how strong my cutoff game is.
It's disrespectful. Or if you leave, you'll leave the other person feeling disrespected.
Because what I'm not going to do...
But you're explaining what's happening.
Because what I'm not going to do is give you the opportunity to continue hurting me in any capacity. Because when I showed up with love. I didn't show up with empathy. I didn't show up with sympathy. I didn't show up with compassion. All these words that people like to throw out. Oh, I showed up with love. I was always told love adieu. That's an old country term in the black community for some of y'all that's not used to that. Love adieu. Grandma, what you mean by that, baby? Sometimes you just gotta love them and keep moving. That's all. If that's all you can do, love adieu. I'm like, dang, you cold. And what I realized is, if Grandma would have helped her as I got older, would have helped her, then Grandma would have been in the same situation of the person that she was helping. How you gonna help somebody if y'all gonna be in the same situation? You got to get them a resource that's not going to collapse helping them. If they on my 600-pound life and they can barely walk out the house, you can't go get the Horia lift that only lifts 250. I'm just saying, you got to get the equipment for the job. And if it's not you, then love will do. You show up. That's why when people are like, oh, you don't get mad at those people who be like, oh, I love you, I hope you get through it. No, because I hope I get through it too. I'm not, a lot of people was in their feelings when I was going through. Oh, I hope he's not mad at me. No, because if you ain't got the gift, how can I be mad at you? If your love can't reach out through the phone right now, I can't be mad at you. But I do have to understand who you are in this moment of my life. There's nothing wrong with you identifying who someone else is in your life. There's nothing wrong with holding people in your life accountable. I sounded it out. I enunciated it so you could actually go look the word up. Because there's a definition. With accountable. Matter of fact, going to look it up for you. Let's end this on a very positive note tonight. Let's look up what the word accountable means. Yeah, it's not him. Accountable, the definition. Adjective. Number one, of a person, organization, or institution required or expected to justify actions or decisions / responsible. Parent could be held accountable for their children's actions. Number two, explicitly understandable. The delayed introduction of character names is accountable if we consider that name have a low priority. Okay? We're talking about definition number one, okay? Justify your actions. And a person who's accountable for their actions can justify their actions or the decision that they made. A lot of people are saying that they are accountable, but then when it's time for them to justify their decision, then it's all types of foolishness, i.e. Donald Trump. I'm just saying, like I'm just giving an example. If the shoe fits, wear it. If you get mad, you can take that personal. If you don't listen again, that's cool. But you have to be understanding of what the definition means. Accountable means if I did it, I walk in the room and I say I did it. Now, the craziest part is a lot of people have say they're accountable when it's cool. But when shit hit the fan, that's when you're going to find out who's really accountable. And I'm going to tell you, there's a thing that I like to do when somebody says, he said, she said, when accountability come into play, because there's a thing that I like to do is get that person on the phone or get in front of them. Because I don't need you to tell me what someone else said. I said, I can tell you what I said. Let's be accountable
for our actions. So when we spoke, what did we say to each other? And what did we agree upon? Because we're not going to abbreviate a conversation because we found other ways to get somewhere. That goes for work, too. When you go to work, your employer is responsible for some things. Hold them accountable. They're going to hold you accountable for a day's work, for 8 hours of work, or 10 or 12, however many, whatever your shift or salary requires you to do. But they're going to hold you accountable to a standard. Hold them accountable to a standard, and if they're not living up to that standard, let them know. Hey, listen, you're supposed to be doing. See, the craziest part about me, that's why people are like, oh, well, you know, they could have fired you. How they gonna fire you for telling them what they're supposed to be doing by the law? I tell them quickly. I'm waiting to see what you put on my termination packet. I can't wait to see what this lawsuit gonna look like. Let me be the right wrong person to get a couple of million just off a lawsuit. Woo-hoo. Baby, pack up the swimsuits. We going to the Caribbean. You know how we got to say stuff wrong. Yeah, like we ain't never been nowhere before. Yeah, my shit can get real nasty around this time. But real talk though, we have to begin to walk in love. And I know this almost sounds almost like a church message when you really hear it, but in order to walk in love, you have to be obedient to some things. And in order to be obedient to some things, you have to have a standard. You have to know what you believe in. You have to know what you love for. You have, like, if you do not understand that, you are just doing stuff. The biggest reason that the people around me are successful is we unpack a lot of stuff in a little bit of time. And after we unpack that, then it's easier to put them on their journey because now they understand and they see what they're doing and why they're capable of succeeding. See, a lot of y'all stole, but y'all didn't become successful because you didn't get the master class. You got the idea of the words that you heard me say. But CJ, I tell you, if you really get to have a good conversation in here, it's more than what I just gave you. It's way more. But I want everyone to be successful because I'm not trying to keep anything from you. But I can't give you all of me. I know y'all like that song, and it was cute, but I cannot give you all of me. Because then how can my blessings be my blessings if I give them all away? And a lot of people have that expectation over your life. And you cannot give people all of what you have. You have to teach, and you have to guide, and you have to mentor. And eventually they will come into their own and they will understand. That's what man is put here to do. But if you literally give everyone everything that you have, then at the end of the day, when it's time for you to live off of something, there's nothing for you to live off of because you've given everything away that was already given unto you. Ooh, that sounded like a message.
Look at the church.
I'm not gonna play with you. You know I have a thing up in here in ministry. we're not gonna have the Big Bappin' Friends Tabernacle Choir coming up next. So we're not gonna do that. Y'all know I don't play fair. Anywho, man.
Not at all.
Give us your word of the day, man. Give us a solid word of the day.
Smile. Just smile. You never know how that one little small little token of love can really just bless someone else's life.
That's a, hey, I can rock with that one wholeheartedly. I am going to go with That's a good one. Like, I don't really know what I want to give tonight. You know what? Love. Just love. I'm gonna go with the same thing that I closed my message out with. Just love. Learn how to love. Learn how to give people the best part of you. Not because you want anything, not because you need anything, just because you just want to be a person that walks, loves, breathes, and lives through love. So we're going to, this is one of my favorite songs. We're going to ride out with this. Happy birthday to my boy Luda. Y'all enjoy this as we get out of here.
It's 2 a.m. in the morning, and it's light showers, and you're probably hooking up with that girl that's been two-way you all. Her baby daddy's out of town, so you can fuck around. It's okay to check in that Motel 6. $59.95, not a cent more, but I said, stop by that convenience store and pick up some rubber. Magnum, I hope. This is based on love, and I love hoes. I just don't pay them.
Cut up, don't we like that? Get that cut up, we can bang, baby, bow. Get that cut up, oh, cut up, we can bang.
I'm kind of hoping that maybe you want to kick it in the LAC, so later on we'll be rolling. Drop tops, I'm hitting your hot spots, I'm top notch. My niggas never listen, but I told them. When I catch you at the game, running game at the AUC, that later on we'll be bowling. Fat cats are ready to dab that, so back that. No wonder why you waking up rolling.
I'm feeling you, Luda, smoking my Buddha, coochie recruiter, coming at the fatty in the platinum caddy, so back in the fast. Hit it an hour and a half, watch a spectacular flash on the back and leave it dripping down the crack of her ass. Call me Mr. McGillicuddy, taking booty from a silly putty, kill it for money, fill a thug, get bucked.
Pressure.